This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A drone crashed into the same skyscraper in central Moscow for the second time in 2 days, with Russian authorities accusing Ukraine of being behind the attack. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports. Reuters correspondent Michael Flynn reports.
Video obtained by Reuters showed the impact on an area of the tower's glass facade on the 21st floor, according to Moscow's mayor. In a statement on the Telegram messaging app, Russia's defense ministry said, quote, an attempted terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime with lethal drones was thwarted. It said its forces downed 2 drones in suburbs west of the city center, and that the military's anti-aircraft interference caused a 3rd drone to crash out of control into the building at the Moskva City business complex. Officials said no injuries were reported, while TASS news agency said emergency services had found debris from the falling drone and will be sent for analysis. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hit out at Russia on Monday night over more deadly strikes on his country.
Ukraine called the Polish ambassador to Kyiv Tuesday after a foreign ministry policy advisor to Poland's president said Ukraine should show more appreciation for Warsaw's support in its war with Russia. The advisor, Marcin Brzdach, also said the Polish government must defend the interests of the country's farmers, a reference to its ban on imports of Ukrainian commodities, which will expire next month. Kyiv and Warsaw have been firm allies throughout the conflict since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of 2022, but the exchanges reflected contentious issues between the two countries. Myanmar's military-led government has reduced the prison sentences of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a clemency connected to a religious holiday in the Buddhist-majority country. Former President Win Myint also had his sentence reduced as part of the clemency granted to more than 7,000 prisoners. This is VOA News. Protesters have taken to the streets as Thailand's pro-democracy coalition is struggling to form a government despite winning nearly 3/4 of the vote in the May general election. As Vijitcha Dongdi reports from Bangkok, conservative parties are using their constitutional powers to turn the tables back in their favor.
Protesters in Bangkok expressing anger and disappointment at what they say are votes ignored. Some 14 million Thais voted for the Progressive Move Forward Party in general elections in May. 3/4 of the total number cast. But his popular leader, Pita Limjaroenrat, was twice denied the job of prime minister in July in joint sessions of the elected house and military-appointed senate. Supporters of the Move Forward party have taken to the streets. Move Forward put together an 8-party coalition with 312 out of 500 house seats, but has been blocked from forming a government by the conservative senate. Under Pita's leadership, Move Forward has called for cutting the army out of political power. Crucially, it also wants to reform the royal defamation law that muscles criticism of the powerful monarchy, a thick red line for conservatives. Wichitra Dungdi for VOA News, Bangkok.
France is preparing to evacuate French and other European nationals from Niger, telling them to carry no more than a small bag after a military coup there won support from 3 other West African nations ruled by mutinous soldiers. The French foreign ministry in Paris cited recent violence targeting the French embassy as one of the reasons for the evacuation. European Commission spokeswoman Nabila Mesrali told reporters in Brussels Tuesday the European Union will for now not evacuate its personnel from the embassy in Niger's capital, Niamey.
For the moment, at this stage, we are making a decision that the people not to formally evacuate, but of course our team present in Niamey has the possibility to leave the country. And of course, we are following the situation. This means that the decision will be kept constantly under review.
A key feature of the post-pandemic U.S. economy is cooling. AP correspondent Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The United States is focusing on Hungarian passport holders over concerns that the identities of nearly 1 million foreigners granted passports in the past decade were not sufficiently verified. A senior official speaking anonymously says the changes came after efforts to work with Hungary's government to resolve the issue failed. The validity period of travel was reduced to 1 year, with travelers limited to a single entry. They are the only such restrictions among the 40 countries participating in the U.S. visa waiver program. Ethnic Hungarians, many from Romania, Serbia, and Ukraine, have been able to gain citizenship under a program offered under Prime Minister Viktor Orban.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.